Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Lund. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting third. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Littlefield. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Moss reaches second base with a double. Wertz goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Keene moves to second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Boone moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 1 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hecht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hecht is 0 for 1 in the game. Hecht is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann, who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Littlefield strikes out. Batts drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Littlefield out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sushok hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 2 in the game. Lund hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Lund reaches second base with a double. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bats is 0 for 2 in the game. Bats is walked intentionally. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lund moves to third. Bats moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 2 in the game. Heft strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene is walked intentionally. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sushok hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Littlefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Littlefield moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batts strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Bucca pinch hits for Billy Heft. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.